it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud. Rock, yeah. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on The Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
Welcome back. It is 11 p.m. here on a Sunday evening, which means it's time for Loud and Local, 1 hour dedicated to everything going on in the Northwest. I am your host, Kevin Deers, and tonight I have a ton of awesome new music by bands like X-Sons, He Whose Ox Is Gored, The Hollow Points, Serial Hawk, a ton more cool stuff. In studio, I have a band called A Province of Thay. They're going to be debuting songs off their new EP, Atonement. The first time that anyone's going to hear these songs. Very, very cool stuff. Right now, I'm going to start off with a band called Woodshed from Arlington all the way up north. After that, Ruin Your Day from across the water in Bremerton. Mixing it up here a little bit on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW.
We'll be right back.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Local. It's 99.9 KISW, and it is all local for 1 hour, where we claim the radio for our own for the local scene. There's a band called Ruin Your Day over in Bremerton, and I gotta say, you know, it's a little raw, it's a little rough. It was recorded in a basement, but that's the beauty of this show, is not everything is polished. And if you have something that you're working on, or you have a demo coming out, or you have a record that you would like to be played on this show, you can go to KISW.com. There's a Loud and Local tab. You can submit it through there. There's a way to submit it. Or you can submit anything through Loud and Local at KISW.com. My name is Kevin Deers. I am proud to present a band called A Province of Thay. They'll be debuting songs from their new EP, Atonement, when we get back after these quick commercials. It's Loud and Local.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local is back here on 99.9 KISW. If you were listening to BJ and Migs on Friday morning, then maybe you were teased with a little bit of A Province of Thay. They played some of the songs. They played a little bit of it. But and you were probably like enticed and teased a little bit. And you're like, man, I got to hear some more of this. Well, I have some more of it. I have 4 songs of it. A new EP called Atonement. They are in the studio right now, A Province of Thay. Let's go across the room right now, and you guys can introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for the band.
Awesome. I'm Ronnie. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Gianni, and I play bass.
Hey, I'm Dylan. I do piano, assorted keyboard things.
Awesome.
And I'm Tyler, and I play some guitar.
Cool. So first question I have for you, I might sound ignorant here, but tell me the name A Province of Thay. What is this a reference to? Is this something from a book? Or
yeah, I guess book would be the best way to go. Most of the founding members of Thay were all role-playing Dungeons & Dragons nerds. So we decided to write a story and a narrative and then put it to lyric and song. And we kind of came up with the name before we actually formed the band. Me and Tyler were going to we had the idea for another band, and nobody in that group thought it was a good name. They were like, well, we don't want to really...
That's some nerdy stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said. They were just like, that sounds a little too nerdy, and we were just like, well, let's do something with it anyway.
It is a little too nerdy.
Hey, you play Dungeons & Dragons?
So you're owning your nerdiness with
this
band. We
are,
and awesome.
It's kind of like fantasy football, but, you know, with dragons, right?
Fantasy football, but with dragons. Hey, man, you don't have to justify your nerdiness. I watch pro wrestling. Okay? So, seriously. So, you guys have a new EP we're going to be playing called Atonement. How long have you guys been working on this? Like, how long has the process been till it came to fruition and is in my hands today?
The writing took a long time. I feel like we recorded it, it took a little while, but we kind of busted it out once we actually started getting tracks down. So I don't know if anybody else feels that way.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of wrote a lot of that coming off of a tour last summer, and I think it was just I think any band's like this too, but once you do a big activity like tour or a record, you kind of like scatter to the wind. It's hard to get everything back in order and kind of going again.
Yeah.
So, but we pulled it off really well. Once we get going creatively, we have too many ideas sometimes, I feel like, and it's hard to nail it down. So it was a good record though. It's fun.
Cool. Well, we're going to play it. Let the music speak for itself a little bit. We'll be talking to you guys. Of course, if you have any questions for the band, you can hit us up at 999KSW on Twitter, or of course contact us via phone. Yes, those still do exist. 206-421-ROCK, that's the line to call us and talk to a province of day. This right now is the title track from the record. It's Atonement on 99.9 KSW, Loud and Local.
You
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
province of Thay, new music. Yes, it is Loud and Local. Awesome stuff here. This is a Seattle band, and they are all in the studio hanging out with me, playing new stuff. The EP is called Atonement. How can we get this? Is it available online, or is this not going to be available for anyone to hear, or to listen to buy, to purchase?
I think it's going to be a little while.
We're still trying to figure out what we're going to do with it. You know,
well, that
fishing
makes
around.
Us exclusive.
It does exactly. Make it very exclusive. That's to awesome. Loud and Local, yes.
So get your cassette tapes out, get your tape recorder, and do
bootleg it
old school style.
Remember, home taping is killing the music industry, right?
So. I used to do that stuff.
Get on that.
I would always get like 30 seconds or like 5 seconds of a commercial. Like, I would never get the intro of the song that I loved. Yes, good times. So again, the band is a province of Thay. Do you guys have like a Facebook page people can go ahead and like, a Bandcamp, stuff like that?
Yeah.
All the above.
They can find us on Facebook, and that can link us to Bandcamp. They can download our first album, actually. It should be out for free.
Yeah, it's available for free, or, you know, you can name your price. Just The Grieving is 5 songs. It's pretty good. We like it. We, you know, maybe you will, I guess.
Potentially. Don't be so shy. It's awesome. I played some songs from it last week, actually. So
nice.
Good times. We are going to be featuring a few bands that you guys... I gave you the platform to play some bands that you're also into that are local, and you chose quite a few of them, and we're going to play a couple. We have a band here called 10 Sons that I believe you said played last night.
Yeah, I actually went and saw them last night. They're about ready to start tour, going to be on the road for 10 days, and I'm excited for them. And they're... excellent musicians. I love watching those guys just play, because Trent on drums is, I don't know, just incredible thing to watch. His hair just fly everywhere. It's awesome and
beautiful.
It's glorious.
Righteous. So if you're looking for this band, I made the mistake of calling them X-Sons in the past. I was corrected by the dudes here in a province of Thay. It is 10 Sons, which is the Roman numeral X. So that's if you're looking for the band online or you want to buy their record, just look for the X-Sons, which is 10 Sons. So You've Been Asleep, which is the song off their new record. Is it available now? This new record?
Yeah, I think it comes out Wednesday,
cool.
But they...
I should do my homework.
It could be out now, though.
All right, well, here it is. It's good stuff, man. Thank you very much, and we got more from a province of Thay after this. It's Loud and Local on 99.9 KISW.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Record up the past couple weeks. He Whose Ox Is Gored, amazing new record. Oh yeah, so good. Omega is the name of that song. It is Loud and Local. Those guys and girl, female, that band is going to be in the studio next week, and they're going to be hanging out. So they are the next Loud and Local Band of the Week. But for now, we have the band who is the current Loud and Local Band of the Week, A Province of They, in studio. We cannot rush them out yet. They still have some music to play. And also, they wanted to talk about something that's very near and dear to them, something that happened to one of their friends. The floor is yours to discuss what's going on.
A good acquaintance of ours in another band called Brave Young, they're from Portland, was involved in a really tragic motorcycle accident, I believe, and he's been in pretty bad shape. So we definitely wanted to just put out that Isaac Jones Recovery Fund is on GoFundMe, and everybody should definitely get involved and you know, donate if you can, but go buy their records, send
very
anything you
stuff.
Can, support
incredible
stuff.
Band.
But they've always been good to us. They have we played a few shows with them,
we actually
played our first show with them too. And they're just the nicest bunch of guys. We couldn't say enough nice things about them. So it's really sad that when we heard about it, they were supposed to actually play with 10 Sons last night. Obviously that didn't happen. So, but we definitely wanted to bring it up. It's GoFundMe.com, JP or / JP. Yeah. So
we just posted a link on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/provinceofthey. So if you want to give some money to them, you can.
Definitely. So.
Absolutely. Another thing of note is that your drummer lives in California now, the drummer who played on this record.
Yeah. Heather is the drummer that drummed on this record. She actually took a job down there, and we are very sad that she left. But we wanted to definitely send a shout out for her. So.
Is she listening?
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather. Man.
Heather, we miss you. You should come back. Do your job.
Do your job. Right so. On. Well, thank you very much again. We're going to play one more song from A Province of They. We have enough for one more song because it's an epic long one and it's good stuff. So we are going to do these commercials as fast as possible. Come back with one more song from this band. It's Loud and Local on 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
I'm about out of here for the evening. It is Loud and Local. Thank you very much for tuning in and supporting all the local music. 253-206-425-360. You know, all the good stuff. Tonight, we've had a band called A Province of They. It's my pleasure to have you guys in the studio. So what's going on? Final shout-outs. Whatever you want to say, the podium is yours, guys. Okay?
I just want to say, Heather, come back. Listen to Brave Young. They're the best.
Yeah.
Definitely want to send a shout out to Derek, who recorded us. He was awesome in the studio. He's a very patient guy. If you need to record anything, you need to go see Derek more. He's the best.
He really is.
Right on. Yeah. Cool. Awkward. Sorry. So go ahead and like their page on Facebook and find out when this record's going to be coming out, and follow along with them. See what's going on with A Province of They. Thanks very much for coming up to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So if you're just tuning in right now and you heard a little bit of it, you can go to KISW.com later in the week. And this entire interview along with their songs will be available for you for on-demand listening. So we're going to end with this one song, Dirge Singer. Can you tell me a little bit about what this song represents to you as a band?
As a band, I think this is probably one of our most frustrating songs that we had issues with writing. It was very close to the mark before we got in the studio, and we were very... we were nervous about even getting it done, honestly.
I don't think we even knew how to play the ending when
really?
We started recording.
This is true.
Improvisational
It was very much, it kind of came together.
But it happened.
Yeah, but it happened really well. It's definitely one of my favorites on the album right now. Curtis from Witch Ripper actually lent us his vocals.
Sick.
Along with Brian and Mark from Gladiators Eat Fire. They're hidden little morsels in here, and they did
morsels.
Really good. So, it was really fun working on it. We were really surprised at how it turned out, honestly.
That's fantastic. And guess what? You guys didn't swear one time.
Yes.
Yeah, good job. And that is my criteria for a good interview. So here it is, A Province of They. Thanks very much. It's Dirge Singer on Loud and Local.
Thank you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.